Session with PA on the station. The station for the city. 103.7 The Beat.
This afternoon, Gems family are in the studio. TLK's in the building. Terry Lynn Kitchen. How you doing today, Terry?
Good. How are you?
All right. You got some stars with you today.
Yes. And it's always great to be here. Hello. Out there in the community, building wealth. My wealth builders.
Wealth builders. I like that.
Yes. We have James Kitchen.
Hey.
On the mic here today. And we have Christian Booker. Brian Christian Booker in the house today with us.
Oh, that's Junior?
Yes, that's...
You call him BJ or what?
No, we call him Christian.
You call
his
him Christian?
His middle name, Christian.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, welcome. So, is it about money today? Are we talking about money? Are we talking about economics? What are we talking about?
We're talking about wealth.
Wealth.
And building wealth.
Woo!
With home ownership.
Home ownership, building wealth. How soon should we start thinking about building wealth?
Immediately. As soon as you graduate high school... There are no millionaires that do not own their home.
Facts. And how important, so that process is intimidating to some people. I've talked to people who just want to rent. They're comfortable renting. How can you get them out of their comfort zone?
Well, I think first and foremost, you can get comfortable with something the more you practice it. So you can start purchasing real estate at the age of 18. So I think the sooner the better. An example is if you're going off to college and you have the means, or you know you're going to get student loans. I shouldn't be saying it, but you're going to get loans. Use as down payments by property.
I took my student loan. I'll be honest with you. I took my student loan. It was $2,500. I bought me some DJ equipment.
That's an investment, though. You made money from it.
Thank God, while I was in college, I didn't have to ask my parents for a dime.
Wow.
A dime. Like, I take pride. Now, they gave me a car now to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So I used that vehicle to get around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother let me stay with him, so I didn't have no rent to worry about.
Right.
But so it was easy to maintain. But I took that $2,500, and the rest is history.
Yeah, you became an entrepreneur, though. You were doing your own thing. So you were your own boss. You invested that money into something that you were passionate about. And then you made money on top of that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you doubled your investment.
Oh, yeah. A lot more. Well, talk a little bit more about it, James.
Well, wealth comparison between owners and renters in 2019, renters' wealth was $7,300.
Mm.
Owners was $295,000 in 2019. That was the difference between renters and owners. Now, in 22, renters are $10,000. And owners are almost at $400,000.
40 times more.
40 times.
Wealth. Mm-hmm. Simply by owning. And those renters can make that jump to being an owner. Like, what's that process like?
Well, there's so many different ways. I mean, if you're not capable, if you don't have the credit score right now, nor do you have the funds down, but if you have the credit score, everyone's giving away down payment assistance. Like I said last time, $15,000 from the city of Muskegon if you buy, and $10,000 through the state of Michigan if you buy in the state. So you don't need that should not stop you if you don't have your money saved. But if you don't have the credit score, you should be looking at creative financing strategies. So, for example, letting the seller finance the deal.
Mm.
And there are so many different ways you can address that, but you could still get into the game of owning property through some type of purchase money mortgage, land contract, or lease with option. I mean, there's so many different creative scenarios depending on the seller and the seller needs that you can take over that home, become a homeowner. And for example, we have a property, and I'm just going to throw it. It's in the city of Muskegon Heights, Hackley and Hoyt. You know, you could get that property on land contract.
Mm-mm.
And then if you don't want to stay in it, you can rent it out. And you, the land contract payment amount is $750 a month. So the rent these days for a 3-bedroom house with a basement and a garage is going to be $1,000+. So you're still going to have money left over, discretionary funds to spend on something else or to put up and save or to, you know, but you got to think beyond where you're at. You got to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, to have a comfortable lifestyle. So that's the thing, is saying, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I want to learn this because I want to build wealth. I don't want to be the average, have the average wealth of, what is it, $10,000? That's the average wealth of a renter versus having $400,000, $395,200, having that as your average wealth because you're investing in real estate.
That's some. That's a good investment.
Yes, it is. It's
an awesome in Muskegon
sitting
Heights.
There. Yeah.
It's a big house.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's brick.
It's brick. And only $750 a month?
Yes, land contract.
How much now?
He needs a substantial amount down, which may be, but let's talk about that when it comes to down payment. But let me tell you how much down, 25%, and the sales price is $115,000. So we're talking about roughly $28,000, right, give or take. So when you're talking about, okay, how can I come up with $28,000, then there are multiple ways to come up with $28,000. It's just that we don't stretch our mind to think. For one thing is, what about the different avenues or payments you're already making? Go through your, assess your spending habits already and see what you need and what you don't need, what's a necessity and what you can do without. You may save $500 to $1,000 right there. And then go in and also check for a loan. See what you have that you can get a loan on that you can use collateral, like an automobile or something. You can use that as collateral if it's paid off, and you can probably get $5,000 or $10,000. Because in the long run, when you get enough, and then, when you get enough, even if it's you build up $15,000, then it's another property we can look at with that amount down, or we can go forward with this one and negotiate. But as you build up money, then you can start to see and think differently and do differently so that you can build wealth. So I don't want to hear that I don't have that money down. There's ways. I know there's ways once you start looking at your finances and you start tapping into family member, mom, I need $1,000, dad, I need $1,000, and this isn't right. That. But if when you really want something, you come up with that money. Right. And then once you get in there and you put your down payment down, now you owe your, the amount you owe is what? We're going to round it off and take 30 from the 115. So now you're going to owe $85,000 on the house. That's what it's going to appear on paper and with the county building. So you can refinance, get your credit score up, refinance, and tell everybody, I'm going to pay you back in less than 24 months or, I don't know, 18 months, a year and a half. Refinance that. And once you refinance, you pay everybody back off because you have instant equity. Because if you pay that down, you're just paying it up front, but you owe way less. So now you got equity up to wazoo.
She teaching them.
Equity, yeah, that's what you do. We teach you. That's how you build wealth.
Yes.
Now you use that equity, you pay off everybody, and if you need to do some repairs, you do that, or you put the money back because they're going to give you a checkbook.
It's really not a complicated process.
No,
it's not.
You just got to stay the course and be patient, right?
Yes.
Right. So I was with an economist yesterday.
Yeah.
And what did they say about the forecast? Because right now the housing market is not the best.
No, and he kind of alluded to the fact that the interest rate is up, and a lot of people, their mindset is that it should be lower.
Mm-hmm.
And because it has not went down, a lot of people are waiting for that to happen. And he forecasted that he does not see that happening because of the economy actually doing well, if you look at it overall. And also because of inflation, how that would make the inflation actually shoot up higher.
Really?
Yeah. So he was saying that the 7% is where it's going to stay, and it may go up a little bit. We may see it go up to like 7.5 or so.
Oh,
it may
wow.
even go up a little bit more, and then it will start to, it will reach that hill and plateau, and then it'll start going
down.
Back down. And he said, but he sees it
two
stabilizing
years.
Yeah, over 2 years. So, and it would stabilize at probably between 5% and 6%. He doesn't see it going at 4 and 3 and what they had to do during COVID years.
Right.
That was a unusual kind of circumstance, and we may not see 3% again.
So how do y'all feel as realtors?
Well, I was always told that you marry the house and you date the finance.
Mm.
Which right. means you find a house you love. You don't worry about that 7%. Mm-hmm. Find you a house that you love. You marry the house.
Right.
You date the finance. Because when it drops back down, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you can always refinance. So you get the house that you love at right now. And don't even think about the interest rate. Because if it goes down, you can always refinance. But right now is the time to buy. And technically, if you look at these interest rates, 6 and 7% was the norm.
Okay.
I mean, we got spoiled with the 3% and the 2% and the 4% and 6.5 to 7% was usually the normal interest rate for buying property.
What about demand? Does this have anything to do with the lack of housing being available? Does the renters rate have anything to do with that?
What, the renters?
To purchase, lack of housing being available for purchase. For instance, in Orlando where I stay, there's not enough housing to meet the demand.
Yeah, that's kind of everywhere. Even here, we have a housing kind of crisis, and that goes back to that people are not selling their homes because of the interest rate, or because they don't want to pay a higher interest rate. If I buy now, I'm going to be at a high, pay more and be at a higher interest rate. Exactly. If I go buy another one, I'm at 7 instead of the 2, which if you remember, the lower interest rate was to stimulate people to buy. That's why it was 2 and 3%. Mm-hmm. And so, but ultimately, like Dr. Yun or Lauren said, he stated yesterday that things happen in life. Marriages are going to happen. Divorces are going to happen. We're going to age. The population will age. You're going to have young people coming up. And with all those things happening, we have to remember that people are not going to stay in that two-bedroom. The ones that got married and they bought a two-bedroom home with 3% interest, the interest rate is not going to stop them when they have 3 kids from getting a four-bedroom. Life is going to happen, and people are going to buy. And I'm going to say this, like James said, you know, now is a good time to buy. I always say it's always a good time to buy real estate. And I can't think of a time when it's not. I don't care if the interest rate was 12%. You tell me, when you own your home and you're building something and you have an asset, and so you're building wealth and you have something as a piggy bank to tap into eventually as you pay down the equity, how is it ever better that you rent?
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't make sense financially. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. How do they connect with TLK?
You can give me a call, 231-740-1034.
You can call me. I'm Terry. And, you call me at 2. I was trying to think of the tune from last time, but 231-7. What's the phone number?
231-375-8779.
Look, I just had
that's the office
fart.
Number. That's the office
fart.
Number. So you can call our office.
Yeah, you can call the office, or you can stop in at 2340 Glay Street and just reach out to us and all the people that are renting, because we've all been there before and we go through that. But ultimately,
we
want you to build wealth. Know that we want you to build wealth, but everyone has to start someplace. And sometimes things happen in life where we have to go back to that part, and then we have to build up again. But don't get comfortable where you're at. Always reach for the stars.
Well, you brought your young king with you today. What can you say about your young king, your son? I'm assuming he's your oldest son, probably.
Youngest.
He's the youngest. Oh, okay. All right.
Baby boy.
Baby boy.
He's not on the mic, but what can you say about him, and maybe people can look him up and check him out?
Oh, yes. Stacks. SOS Stacks. He's also on... he's on so many things. YouTube, Spotify,
Apple Music.
Yeah, Apple Music.
Yeah, look him up. All platforms.
So who did he get his rapping skills from, James? From you?
Man, I used to flow back in the day. I used to flow back in the day. But he has a unique style that I love the way he can change up his style. I really like his music. And like I told Paul, I don't really listen to a lot of young rappers.
Right.
But I listen to my nephew.
Well, he looked like he's 30. He don't look like he's young. He looked like he's 30.
Yes.
I should ask him to freestyle about TLK. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you got something for TLK? Can you do something for TLK? Without cussing. See, we gotta get you to that level.
Right.
Oh, wow.
He'll practice on that one.
The website, you're on Facebook. If you don't mind, give out the website.
www.tlkrealtors.com. And the number again, 231-375-8779. And we are right here in your backyard. We're in the community trying to build wealth throughout. And I just want to say, you guys, be safe out there this weekend and have a wonderful Memorial Day.
Stay blessed.
All right, family.
Blessed.
Going back to my music. This afternoon, Jams.
Now, which kind of life way I never